Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Roxy Lawson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Walker steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball four. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Owen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to third. Myatt moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Owen scores. Myatt moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puccinelli. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to second. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. One out. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawson hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puccinelli. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross is hit by the pitch. Newsom moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 2 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Puccinelli hits a line drive towards short. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Tigers. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Nemec pinch hits for Buck Ross. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Nemec moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-3 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Nemec moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Puccinelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 4 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moss pinch hits for Randy Gumpert. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.